addition to bringing whatever past we have into the relationship, there's also a built-in, inherent, and implied future orientation. Because of this future orientation, especially when it's something like a marriage or beginning a new business partnership where you know you're committing to something for a long, long time, there's an added pressure to have things really work out. So imagine for a moment, there are four different ways we might relate to the future. One way is a hoped for future. One in which we wish it wouldn't rain so much in the winter months, or one in which we'd win the lottery, let's say. Second, an inevitable future. Like getting older, it's unavoidable. A third one is a planned for future. Perhaps adding to our savings account or putting our kids through college. And finally, a probable, almost certain future. One that is almost certainly for sure going to be what actually happens. Now, each of these four types of futures has a different degree of influence. A hope for a future likely will impact us very powerfully, while a planned for one might provide focus and momentum, but not necessarily a lot of power. The one that does have power and potency is the probable, almost certain future.